This is an iHeart podcast.
Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show anything you want, your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. All that's to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Remember, you can download the show, iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. They did some really weird total pain in the rear end thing, and they split up the show into three different hours. Doesn't make any sense to me at all. Just subscribe or hit follow so it automatically downloads so you don't have to go and say, oh, hour one, do I have hour two? What about hour three? Just go subscribe and save yourself the trouble so it automatically downloads. Now, I promised you good news, and here it is. And it's more than just the fact that we have settled on a permanent machine gun sound for the board. Gosh, that's beautiful. That's the Browning automatic rifle, the BAR, if you will. No. The real good news is this. So, you know, Disney, they're a huge BLM company. They're a huge LGBTQ Air Force company. It's just what they are. Well, Florida passes this bill. Now, it's obviously just a simple bill. The bill says, please don't talk to my kindergartner about gay stuff or trans stuff. In fact, don't talk about sex with my kindergartner at all. Teach them their ABCs. That's all the bill says. The word gay isn't even in the bill. And you would expect Disney's CEO to come out and blast this bill, especially for a company with such a significant Florida presence. But they haven't. And you want to know why they haven't? Disney's CEO hasn't put out a statement on it yet. He may change his mind. He hasn't put a statement out on it yet because he is worried about, and I quote, right-wing backlash. That's magnificent. When's the last time in your life you can remember one of these useless, pathetic corporate CEOs being afraid of anyone on the right? It's always the left. That's how they. That's part of the reason they took over the corporate world. Well, I'm scared about the psycho feminists. I'm worried about the Black Lives Matter. I'm worried about the environmentalists. They're getting mad at us, guys. Oh, they're always bowing to the various communist groups in the country, but they're never intimidated by you until now. That is a very, very good sign on where we are on the right. We are developing teeth. And it's why I talk all the time about putting your money where your morals are. It matters. It matters a lot. Are you going to make them feel it when they violate your values, when they spit in your face? Are you going to make them feel it? Or are you going to say, oh, I can't do that. I love going there. The truth is, on top of being infected with people who've gone through our university system and Ivy League, so they're already naturally communists anyway, the corporate world, they sit down in these board meetings, and when it comes time to make a decision, like on a controversial piece of legislation, they sit around and they have a conversation that goes something like this. Bob, Florida passed this bill. The LGBTQ Air Force guys are super bad about it. Bob, should we say anything? And Bob steps up and says, sir, of course we should condemn the bill. And he says, why, Bob? Why would we say anything? And he says, sir, if we condemn the bill, then we get the LGBTQ Air Force people off our back, and everyone on the right will still show up to Disney World tomorrow. Disney, baby, woohoo, Mickey Mouse. But if we don't condemn the bill, then the LGBTQ Air Force people, they'll boycott us because they actually believe in putting their money where their morals are. You see, for so long, we've been the, quote, live and let live right that we've told the communists we have no teeth. We'll never do anything back to you. Oh, live and let live. Oh, I love Disney. Oh, Disney's my favorite. Well, I mean, I have to let the kids see Mickey Mouse. For so long, we've operated in that way. And that just allowed them to advance further and faster when it comes to taking over this country. That exact attitude. Oh, I'm never watching the NFL again. Those scumbag millionaires crapping on the flag. I am out. 3 weeks later, woohoo, Drew Brees. throw over the middle. I love you, Saints. They bank on that. The truth is we have all the power. We have this wrong mentality that we should never use it. Do you know what would happen to the NFL tomorrow if every single person on the right stopped watching, stopped buying tickets, stopped going to games, stopped buying parking passes, stopped buying jerseys? The NFL would honestly probably have to file for bankruptcy. Tomorrow, you have that kind of power. You're mad at whatever the latest corporation is. You remember Gillette? When Gillette ran those ads with some dad shaving his tranny son and pushing this in your face, and everyone on the right got mad? How many people on the right are still shaving with a Gillette razor as we speak? Gillette would collapse on itself tomorrow if everyone on the right put their money where their morals are. And I want to make sure I'm clear about this. I'm guilty too. Very, very guilty. I have, you name it, I've been to Disney World. Now, it was before they really, really lost their mind, but I've been there. I've done it. I've watched more hours of the NFL than I can count. I still make mistakes every day. It's hard not to when you're surrounded by it, but we can at least make an effort, right? We can at least make an effort and make them feel it. All right. Chris, before we go on, Chuck Schumer is currently pushing for some bill to go through the Senate. Now, you need to clarify, they're going to tell you this bill is to help the Ukrainians. But of course, because all these people are psychopaths and sociopaths, they don't care about the Ukrainians, and it's not a bill that's just about Ukraine. It has a bunch of other Democrat goodies in it. So some Republicans are understandably stepping up and saying, no, separate out the Ukrainian part if you want to pass a Ukrainian thing. This is what Chuck Schumer stood up and said just now.
There's a Holocaust going on. When you see that people are lined up on buses to just leave a conflict zone and Putin's artillery shells those buses, that is just below humanity, below dignity.
There's a Holocaust going on? You know, with all due respect, I understand innocent people are dying and no one's cheering for that and it's ugly. Words do have meaning, or at least they used to have meaning. There's not a Holocaust going on in Ukraine. Call me when they're gassing them by the thousand a day and stealing their shoes. Honestly, and this is what's so wild, is people in this country now are so used to this over-the-top talk of Nazi and Holocaust and things like that, that the words have no meaning at all anymore. None. They have no meaning at all. Oh, Chris, did you see what Biden just said? So Biden was at an event. I'm breaking all this stuff to you. All this stuff just recently happened. Biden was at an event, and I couldn't tell the race of everyone there, Chris. There were three dudes. Two of them were obviously black. I couldn't tell if the third dude was Latino or white. He was whatever. He's pretty pale. But listen to what Joe said. This is what happens when old Papa Joe gets off the teleprompter.
The three congressmen you have here, two of them look like they really could and did play ball, and the other one looks like he could bomb you.
Hey, we know which two he's talking about. Every black person loves basketball, don't they, Joe? This roll him a basketball, Joe. It is hilarious if you ever dig into the history of Joe Biden's horribly racist things that he said. Just clearly an old, genuinely racist dude who's somehow gotten away with it because he's on the sacred Democrat ticket. All right, let's get to some emails here. Jesse, if the same endless line of celebrities, media outlets, and propaganda machine that pushed the vaccine for 2 years, threatening my employment and the ability to feed my family, are now free now to tell me to support Ukraine, I must take a pause. Okay, I've seen a lot of this too. A lot of the people who were saying we're all in this together are now all in on, hey, suck it up, everyone. It's for Ukraine. Why are you complaining? It's about Ukraine.
Russia has been hit with a series of crippling sanctions, and it looks like there's more to come because the U.S. and its European allies are now discussing banning imports of Russian oil. Take that, Putin. We're not going to buy our gas from a war criminal. We're going to buy it from the good guys, Saudi Arabia. But it's going to cost. Since the invasion, oil prices have skyrocketed. Today, the average gas price in America hit an all-time record high of over $4 per gallon. Okay, that stings, but a clean conscience is worth a buck or two. I'm willing to pay. It's important. It's important. I'm willing to pay $4 a gallon. Hell, I'll pay $15 a gallon because I drive a Tesla.
Ha ha ha, it's so funny, ha ha ha. It's a small price to pay for a clear conscience, says the guy worth $75 million. So I'm going to give you my thoughts on this because I've had a lot of this. Jesse, why are the vaccine people now pushing Ukraine so hard? I have some thoughts on this. I'll tell you in just a second. First, before we even get to that, I don't need to read you every headline that tells you the economy is in a bit of trouble. I'm looking at one right here from Reuters. Oil, wheat, nickel, higher on fears of supply chaos. It's very chaotic out there right now. It's very unpredictable. I don't know what's coming. Nobody really knows what's coming. But I do know one thing for an absolute fact. Nobody has ever looked at some gold they have and thought, oh, dang it. I can't believe I have precious metals. Shoot. Call Oxford Gold Group and get some gold delivered to your front door. Tell them Jesse told you to call. They're completely laid back. They're easy to deal with. Don't do anything you can't do, but take some steps to protect yourself. 833-995-GOLD. Tell them Jesse told you to call. I mean it. They couldn't be easier to work with. I sent my own dad there. 833-995-GOLD. Oxford Gold Group for gold you can hold.
Jesse Kelly.
I swear that's the best version of that song, and I like the original version, Chris. Is that not just, it is better, right? It is better. Man, you know, I just looked at the clock. I did not realize we have less than an hour left on the show. That happens so often. I get so wrapped up in being amazing. What, Chris? I get so wrapped up in being incredible and smart and funny and witty, Chris, that sometimes I get carried away with myself, and then you know what? I think tonight I'm just going to stay here and keep talking whenever they shut off the microphone. What? You have to stay here too. Chris, turn the mic back on. That's wrong. All right, back to what he was talking about. In case you missed it, this is an email. I'm finally going to get to some emails. I haven't got to them in days. I've been negligent. The guy said, basically he said, all the people who were yelling at me about the vaccine, cramming it down my throat, are now telling me to support Ukraine. And let me explain something. One, I've seen a lot of this too. Two, understand something. You, me, especially your kids, everyone, we have got to learn to ignore the noise. Ignore the noise and come up with our own solutions. Come up with our own thoughts to things. A lot of people will blame this on social media, and that's partially to blame, but it's social media plus 8,000 cable news channels. Did I mention I'm on the first TV tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern? What, Chris? It was a good time. All right, but seriously, endless news channels, endless radio, endless podcasts, endless social media, endless everything, and here's what it means. You ever see a fire hydrant turned on? In case you haven't, just understand, there's a lot of water coming out of that thing, and it's coming out very, very, very fast. If you were to actually stick your hand or something like that in front of it and force it to stay there, it would just blow it out of the way. But if you were to force it to stay there, it'll just take the skin right off it. All right, that's the kind of pressure that comes through a fire hydrant. And I've likened this day and age before that technology advanced so fast. And now there's so much information coming at us at all times. Everybody, you're experiencing this real time, no matter how old you are. I don't care if you're 10 or 90. There's just information everywhere. There's this tweet and this news channel and this Facebook and this guy's podcast and this neighbor. And now, did you hear what mom said? And text messaging. It's information at a level human beings have never experienced in the history of mankind. You, right now, are being drowned by information. You are attempting right now to drink from a fire hydrant. I am too. Obviously, same thing. I don't have some special powers. Well, actually, I do have some special powers when it comes to ordering food. Don't shake your head, Chris, but we're not going to go into that right now. I have to go through it too. What is real? What is not real? I can't figure this out. Why are you? Well, I don't understand. What that means is this. You personally, you must figure out and teach your children how to figure out how to drink from that fire hydrant safely. You must figure out how to drink from it safely. I don't know what that means for you because everyone consumes things differently. Maybe it means instead of 4 radio shows a day, maybe listen to one. Of course, we all know which one that's going to be. No, I'm kidding, but pick your favorite one and listen to it. Maybe instead of your favorite cable news channel, like the first, maybe instead of that being on all day long behind you, maybe turn it off for an hour. Turn on some music. Maybe we all need more exercise. And I'm not going to be one of these life coaches. Trust me, I'm the last person in the world to lecture anyone about their health. I eat terribly. I go through these lulls where I don't work out. I'm not lecturing you, but maybe tomorrow, in that time where you normally sit down and consume the news for 30 minutes, maybe you leave your phone at home in the drawer and go for a walk. I don't know. I'm not a guru. I don't know. But I do know this. There's too much information now. Way too much. And as a result of that, we're all getting hurt as we stick our faces in front of the fire hydrant and try to drink. It's hurting all of it. It's hurt me. It's hurt you. And so because it's a fire hydrant, we are subject to getting swept up with narratives so easily. It happens like that with the blink of an eye now. We get caught up with narratives. And some people, they actually enjoy being caught up with the narrative. It makes them feel included, makes them feel part of something. Other people, this would be more me. And I'm not saying one's right or wrong. This would be more me. Other people, the second everyone starts going one way, I automatically, my instincts go up and I pause and I get suspicious. Okay, what am I missing here? Why is the whole herd running this direction? Hold on. That's just naturally who I am. Maybe that's naturally who you are. I don't know. But we each have to understand, if you're the type of person who gets caught up and you like feeling part of the wave, and I'm doing what my uncle said and my mom and my brother and my guys at work, and they're all saying the same thing. We're all saying the same thing. And you enjoy that. Maybe you need to work on stopping and pausing and listening more. And if you're someone like me, maybe the herd does have the right idea now and then. How's that pertain to Ukraine? Well, listen, a lot of this Ukraine stuff is fake garbage. A lot of this pro-Ukraine stuff is fake garbage by people who don't care about Ukraine and can't find it on the map at all. What are they saying? Ukraine, 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 Ukraine for? Well, because that's what everyone else is saying. They did the same thing like you pointed out with the vaccine and everything else. So, well, everyone's saying it. Get vaccinated. I'm on my 10th booster. So maybe that's you. Maybe that's you right now. Don't do that. If you have a genuine love for the people of Ukraine, or maybe your heart just goes out for them, that's obviously fine. Getting invaded and pounded by Russia is not a good thing. 2 million refugees, it's a real crisis. All that's true. But listen, if you're suspicious of whatever narrative you're being sold, you, in general, are going to have it a whole lot easier moving forward. A whole lot easier. Whatever the narrative is moving forward, it should always give you pause. Hold on. Why is a narrative being set? Because that's what they do. They set a narrative at all times. You want to have a heart for the Ukrainian people and what they're going through, but also want to make sure you don't get swept up in the wave. I say that's the right place to be. And remember, this is probably the most important part of this. I promise you there's always another narrative coming. That's what they do now. They set narratives and demand you follow along. Learn to stop and think and learn to drink from that fire hydrant. Hang on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I'll be honest with you. I actually thought about recapping what we went over in the beginning of the show. about this Florida thing. And just a quick recap for you, because I'm not going to cover the whole thing, because honestly, a lot of it's pretty gross. Florida passes a bill. Bill's very simple. Doesn't even say the word gay in it. Bill just says, don't talk to six-year-olds about sex in class. That's not appropriate. Don't talk to them about your preferences. Teach them the ABCs and leave all the rest of that stuff out of it. That's really all it says. In fact, it just gives parents the choice to opt them out of things. That's all it says. And of course, Democrats, because modern Democrats are full-blown cultural Marxists and they're all insane, they've gone crazy calling it the Don't Say Gay Bill and everything else. All this was predictable. That's predictable. What's driving me insane is not the crazy communists. I get that they're disgusting pedophiles and groomers who want to destroy the innocence of children to make themselves feel better about themselves. I understand all that. What drives me crazy is the GOP is somehow on the defensive once again about this. Well, it doesn't actually say that. That's not what it actually says. It doesn't. You should be playing offense about this. Offense. Every Republican and the United States of America should be producing a campaign ad as we speak saying, Democrats want to talk to your six-year-old about sex. Is that okay with you? You have the moral high ground. Not only, you know what, set that aside. Forget the moral high ground. You have the battlefield high ground, the battlefield of politics. The poll numbers are staggeringly in your favor, and we still have a bunch of weenie apologists in this country, in this party. It drives me crazy. But look, the average parent in this country does not want this human being within 1,000 miles of their children.
The goal of the transition closet is for our students to be able to wear the clothes that their parents approve of, come to school, and then swap out into the clothes that fit who they truly are. And I use the idea that this is like Superman changing in a phone booth. But that idea actually goes a lot further than that, because Superman isn't Clark Kent. Clark Kent is actually the disguise. And when Clark Kent goes into the phone booth, he transforms into Superman, who's really just who he truly is, Kal-El. And so this gives our trans students the opportunity to be the superheroes that we know they are.
Not just Republican parents. Independent parents, even most Democrat parents, don't want that circus freak teaching their children anything. And yet the GOP is once again on the defense. You have the high ground. You have your enemy off balance. Push him over. Push him over. What is it? Honestly, someone explain it to me. What is it with the biggest bunch of sissies on our side? Sorry, I was fine. I was getting upset again. We have this pathetic weeniness on our side. I've said it a million times. I hate communists, and I hate communism because it's a religion of destruction and domination, and it just results in endless death and misery. But sometimes I genuinely wish I was one. At least they have guts. At least they go fight for what they believe in. They're always playing offense. Our guys, well, I don't want to look hateful. Gosh, you make me want to vomit. You know, I'm not getting upset again. I'm going to read some emails, Chris. I haven't gotten some emails. Oh, wait a minute. Let's take a moment. Let's take a moment and celebrate the fact we now officially have a machine gun on the soundboard. Oh, yes, that's the BAR, baby. Listening to Monday's podcast show, or listening to Monday's podcast today, wanted to tell you my experience over the last weekend with my USMC son. Both sides of our family have extensive military history. My dad and his brother served in World War II. My dad was in the Bulge, and one brother landed on D-Day, another served in the Pacific. My word. I have nephews and nieces from both sides of the family that either served or are currently in the military. We are so proud of all of them. My son was the type of man our country needs. We had a conversation over the weekend about Russia, Ukraine. Among other things, he said to me, quote, American exceptionalism is identity politics and a myth. We are no better than any other country. She goes on to say, my husband and I worked in oil and gas industry all our lives. He didn't get this idea from us. He is in on all the woke garbage, and this change in his thinking has happened since he's been a Marine. I was completely floored by this leftist nonsense coming from my son. The exchange has rocked my world. Listen, it used to be if you sent Junior off to the Marine Corps, look, you had your own stresses, right? Yeah, he's going to get yelled at quite a bit. He's going to go through trials, mental and physical trials, that are going to be very difficult. But you at least knew if he came out the back end of it alive, he was probably going to come out the back end of it more of the man you wanted him to be. You cannot comprehend the things I am told from people in the military about what their officers are like. It's starting to get down to staff NCOs. I heard from a guy yesterday on an Army base. He was a white dude. He said, "You don't understand. My entire chain of command, they're all people who aren't white, and they spend all day long openly ragging on white people, turning it into a big race thing. This is what the military has become." It's about time to wake up and realize you need to be as wary sending Aiden, Jaden, and Braden off to the Army as you are about sending them off to Harvard. They're not necessarily going to get the education you want them to get anymore. "Hi, Jesse. I'm an 18-year-old kid who's about to go to college next year and am faced with a decision similar to the ones you've been talking about. I'm a Division I recruited athlete and committed to the Air Force Academy." He says, "I'm sure you're going to make fun of me for that. I'm really looking forward to going, but the vaccine mandate is really hard to get over. As bad as I want to go, I'm not sure I can do it if I have to be vaccinated. Love the show, and me and my brothers crack up every time you say what, Chris, for one reason, and or for some reason." He said, "Keep him anonymous," and of course I will. Remember, whatever you email to Jesse at jessekellyshow.com, you will always be anonymous. I don't even say the names of death threats. Unless you specifically tell me to read your name will never get read here. I'm one of the last people in the country who actually believes in privacy. What you send to me privately stays private, always. I believe that is part of the code of what human beings should live by. But setting that aside, look, I don't know what to say to this guy. Because the truth is, guy that grows up, athlete, who couldn't even get in the Air Force Academy, it's not exactly easy to get into these military academies. Man, that's the kind of guy we need in the Air Force. We need that guy in the Air Force. And as much as I obviously love to make fun of my Air Force brethren, Air Force is kind of like really critical. Very, very critical. We got to have a good one. We need this guy in the Air Force. At the same time, look at the dilemma he's in. Division I recruited athlete, clearly intelligent. Believe me, if you have the option to go to the U.S. Air Force Academy, you are very, very smart. So who is this guy, 18 years old? He's somebody with options. People with options, 18-year-olds with options, even patriotic ones, especially patriotic ones, they don't want to go find out how racist they are. They don't want to go to a new LGBTQ seminar every single day where they can find out about lopping their Johnson off. They don't want to live their lives like this. They don't want to serve like that. And so, look, I don't know what this guy's going to decide. And honestly, I don't feel right because I'm not his parent. Yeah, I don't feel right giving individuals advice. You know, talk to your parents, brother. Talk to your pastor. I don't feel right giving out advice like that to individuals. But I get the struggle. I get the struggle. We need a military full of guys just like this. These are the guys who win wars. And they're leaving. The ones who are in are leaving. And the ones who might join, they're doing something else. And who can blame them? Who can blame them? What we're going to have? You think it's bad now? Do you have any idea what our military is going to look like in 10 years? I mean, you're an American. All you've ever known is having the most powerful military on Earth. Are you ready to have a military that can't win fights anymore? Because you're going to. Oh, don't get me wrong. They'll be all boned up on how evil white men are. They just can't win fights anymore. All right. We have headlines I didn't get to, and whoopsie, there actually are quite a lot of them here. So we will get to that here in just a minute. But first, we talked a little bit earlier about putting our money where our morals are, right? Talked about that earlier. Your cell phone service is an easy one. I mean, there are some things that are difficult to make. So sometimes it's hard to cut this out, or it's hard to not go to this movie, or it's hard to, I get that. Your cell phone bill is really easy, especially when it's Pure Talk. You switch from AT&T or T-Mobile or Verizon to Pure Talk. Takes you less than 10 minutes on the phone to switch. It's all done by phone in the mail. And you save money. You worried about gas prices? Average family saves over $800 a year. And they don't violate your principles. They believe what you believe about this country, about values, about what you want to see. I mean, honestly, the mobile one is a gimme. I switched my whole family over. It's not just me. We're all in Pure Talk now. I don't have any of those things anymore. And you can save some money. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I'll tell you, in the coming days,
hopefully not years, right?
Coming days, months, who knows? We're probably going to be facing some tougher times. We're going to laugh still. What are we going to do? Sit and lick our wounds all day? We're going to laugh. But we also need to make sure we're giving back wherever we can. And I've warned you 1,000 times about the danger of the charity world, the nonprofit world. I worked in there for a year, and I'm telling you, you get to know the people in there, you get to know the various groups, and it's scummier than you can imagine. Be very careful where you give your money, because there are going to be a lot of very sad tales in the coming days as people fall on hard times. I've told you about Tunnel to Towers a million times. You don't have to take my word for it. In fact, don't. Go look them up. Go look up the other places that rate charities. Go look at what they do to Tunnel to Towers. They're virtually perfect. When you give money to Tunnel to Towers, it goes to Gold Star Widows so they can pay off a mortgage. It goes to catastrophically wounded veterans to build them a smart home. Your money goes where they tell you it goes. They ask you for $11 a month. So if you're in one of those giving kind of moods and you're in a place you can do it, I would recommend it. Go to T2T.org. Sign up today. T2T.org. All right? All right, a couple more emails here. Jesse, I lost my fiance 3 years ago, the day before Valentine's Day, and I've had a very hard time getting over it. I've been very depressed for a long time, but listening to you has been a lot more smiles on my face and made me feel a little more at ease, because these days seem awful and stable and a little scary, so thank you. Also, I must say you are a pretty fine-looking gentleman, Chris. Boy, she nailed that one. Your wife is a lucky woman. Ooh, and you are probably a lucky man. Yes, of course I am. Listen, I want to make sure I caution everyone before I get to headlines. Before I get to headlines here, I'm going to get to them in a second. Yes, we are coming up on some times that may be really wild, and no one knows how wild. You know, I don't know if we're going to see World War III. I don't know if we're going to see oil at $250 a barrel. I don't know what inflation's going to do to us. Remember, it was running away before. I don't know. I don't know if we're about to see another Great Depression or worse. I don't know. I don't know these things. But I do know this. We have to take the time to always count our blessings and laugh. Always count your blessings and laugh. You've only got one life. All right. This is the only one you're ever going to get. You're not going to get a next one. You're not going to get a do-over. This is the only life here on this earth you got. What are we going to do? Cry the whole time? I'm not doing it, man. Look, if it's World War III tomorrow, I give you my word, we're still playing the fart sound. Won't stop me. Won't stop me at all. Oh, Chris, oh no, we're all going to die. Chris, Michael, incoming! That's what we're going to do tomorrow. All right, without further ado.
And now...
Here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Conservatives blast Rhino, Utah governor after he vowed to veto a transgender sports bill. The right is so pathetically neutered, we can't even get universal acceptance that dudes shouldn't be pummeling women into the ground in sports. Golly. And by the way, what is with Utah? I love Utah, and Utah has been, not only is it a beautiful place, it's always been a conservative place, but they have this loser governor named Spencer Cox. Don't make any jokes right now, Chris. Named Spencer Cox, and they have Mitt Romney. Man, Utah, come on, step it up. It is time for, I know there's a bunch of great Republicans there. Start primarying these losers. Former Obama U.S. Treasury official Mark Mazur says the quiet part out loud, quote, "We don't want lower prices for fossil fuel buyers. We prefer higher prices to achieve climate change goals." Remember this. the powers that be are not upset about high gas prices. They don't care that you're being crushed. They care that you might blame them, but they don't care at all that you're being crushed. They want you crushed. The Enviro-Marxist movement views human beings, views any progress at all, as being somehow a plague and poisonous to the planet, something that has to be stopped. That's just a fact. You're the disease. Remember, as always, the destruction is intentional. Headline, Poland ready to send all of its MiG-29 planes to the U.S. airbase in Germany so they can be given to Ukraine. I actually found this to be a little bit weird. Poland is giving all their MiG-29s to us so we can give them to Ukraine. By the way, we turned them down. We said no. Poland, why don't you just give them to Ukraine? I mean, I'm a Poland fan, right? I'm the anti-communist, and Poland is hardcore anti-communist, but that kind of seems like passing the buck a little bit, if you will. It's emblematic of academia today. Political science department displays Mao Zedong bust on campus. I want to make sure everyone understands this again. This is Kansas, by the way. Kansas University. Not some crazy, New York. No, this is Kansas. Be very, very careful where you send little Aiden, Jaden, and Braden off to college. You spent 18 years raising that child, teaching them your values, making sure they think like you think. Don't now spend six figures or have them bury themselves six figures in debt so they can go off to college and learn to hate your freaking guts and hate themselves and hate their country. The level of poison at the universities in this country is beyond anything I could ever comprehend. Russia is now the world's most sanctioned nation. I mean, you want to sanction Russia, that's fine, but I do remember there's this country, gosh, I forget the name of it. It starts with a C. They just purposely exported a virus to the entire planet that costs, I don't know how many lives at this point in time. The actual dollar cost is catastrophic. And Chris, what's the name of that country again? No, not Congo. Not Congo. China. China. That's the country. Yeah, that's right. China's the name of it. And as far as I know, I don't think they have any sanctions at all. Come on now, world. Let's act like we're serious here. Zelensky to UK Parliament. Recognize Russia as a terrorist state. A lot of people were destroying Zelensky for a lot of this stuff because Zelensky, in the minds of people who are against all this, looks like he's trying to start World War III. And of course, all this stuff would start World War III. That's insane. However, I do understand a nation's leader doing everything he can to try to save his country. But let's also keep in mind, we don't ever want to just throw people away, but remember this. Russia, they have a lot of nuclear weapons. You start doing things like declaring Russia to be a terrorist state, you give people no way to go, no way out. You know, that cornered wolf theory? They might have to fight their way out. And that's really not good. All right. We have a fun show planned for you once again tomorrow, as we always do. Remember, you can download the show on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Whatever you want, totally fine. Love, hate, death threats, ask Dr. Jesse questions. We'll do it again, I promise. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.